Welcome and welcome back, everybody, to the OK Grognard Show. Today is Monday, October 16th, 2023, just after 10 a.m. Central in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. We're taking a look back at this last weekend, which was the Dragon Days Fantasy Festival here in Lake Geneva. It was the first year of this festival. Paul Stormberg was spearheading it as part of the Gygax Memorial Fund. And I see George and Vince in the chat there. Thanks for dropping in, guys. I hope you had a good time checking out the festival if you got the chance. I saw some pics from Vince, so I know he was there. I don't know if George made it up. The it was a little weather was a bit inclement on Friday, to say the least. I went over to the opening ceremony at 5 o'clock, the northeast corner of the property on which the library stands, and I don't know, there were over 24 people. Somebody said 34, so close to 36 people. And I think Scott said that there were 34, Scott Douglas. And despite the rain, you know, Heidi cut the ribbon and opened the ceremony. Harold was there speaking, and of course, Paul. And, you know, the weather was, a little nasty. So some of our elder statesmen, I think Tom Wham was there. If he can, and Dave Conant and some other TSR folks, and of course, people from the Geneva Lake Museum, like Sonia, were there, and folks from the library, and folks from all over. And all of those venues were in use over the weekend, as well as 330 Center Street and the American Legion Hall. And what else? Oh, you know, I've got some stuff from that. Let me pop that up over on the screen and open it up. For those who are watching the video, this is from their own literature that they were handing out at Dragon Days, Your Guide to Dragon Days. It details the events happening and where they were located. Dragon Days Fantasy Fair, which of course was in Library Park, 1000 West Main, behind the library, on the sides of the library. It was all over the place. I imagine next year it'll be even bigger and spread out into further into the park. The Lake Geneva Public Library, obviously, was running some events inside. Keith was spearheading those. And the Geneva Stage, which is the theater, was running some Dungeons and Dragons-esque movies and the cartoon. They were squeezing in chunks of cartoon between the movies to kind of keep their time slots filled and have stuff to run in between. Horticultural Hall, lots of gaming over there on Sunday, which I sadly missed, but I know Vince got some very good pictures of that, which were wonderful. The American Legion Hall, I was able to get over there on Saturday when that was happening, and enjoyed getting some pictures there. Alex Gygax, Dave Conant, Tom Wham, others from around. Jeff Easley was there selling prints, and Red was showing her RPG to writers sort of system that she has been sharing with people, a way of helping people become writers who utilize RPGs as a creative impetus, if you will. The birthplace of D&D, 330 Center Street. There was quite a bit of chainmail happening over there. I was not available to pop in and take pictures there, though, when that was happening. But I saw Vince got some pictures and others, too. of the sand table in the basement with those miniatures. I think they're 54 millimeter Muralton, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Originally from back in the day, they used those miniatures. And Geneva Lake Museum. I did get by there and got some nice pictures of the Gary Gygax exhibit, the Wizard of Lake Geneva exhibit over there. They're calling it a preview, but it looked pretty full to me. I know they have a couple of things that they're planning on adding. They spoke of having one of the pillars was going to include some markings on it showing the different sizes of monsters, so you could stand up there and say, oh, look, I'm a lot bigger than a pixie, but I'm smaller than a troll. And good, that'll be fun, not just for kids, but I'd enjoy it too. So that'll be a fun addition to exhibit, but exhibits are like that. They will continue to evolve and add more to them as they get more ideas to make it even more well-rounded. And, of course, as they get a chance to collect more donations as people want to display things there. They talk here on the back of their... on the back of their flyer that they used for the guide to the festival, more about each of the locations in the history of Gary Gygax. And, of course, they have information on their plans for the Gygax Memorial Project, which of course, this is just all one one big project, really. Dragon Days, the 330 Center Street dedication as the birthplace of D&D. A couple weeks ago, a month ago, we had both the Bench Memorial in Library Park, and we had the dedication inside the library to the Throne of Dungeons and Dragons, the Throne of Reading, and Appendix N, famous from the back of the first edition Dungeon Master's Guide. Missed Dragon Days. Thanks for the recap. You're welcome, George. And of course, excuse me, keep an eye on Facebook. There will be lots of pictures. There's already some up on my own profile, but look for the Vince himself over there. You can catch up with Vince probably through my own Facebook page and friend him, or just go check out his pictures too. And look for the Dragon Days event that just ran. I know they've got an event set up for 2024 already, which I clicked going for. You know, all of this stuff, it's all about cementing the legacy of Gary Gygax here in Lake Geneva and bringing awareness of it to the general public and to the world at large. Certainly, folks can say that the reach of Dungeons & Dragons is worldwide, but I think the origins of it, and Gary's place in that, and of course, Dave Arneson and Dave Wesley. Geez, let's not forget Dave Wesley. Kind of the grandfather of role-playing games with his Bronstein game. And Dave McGarry, whose board game Dungeon was co-created with Dungeons & Dragons in parallel at the same time. And it was only published a year after, primarily because it's easier to publish booklets. And the funds from the booklets helped fund publishing the board game. So these are all things that happened concurrently with Bronstein coming earlier by just a bit and kind of influencing that whole war games to role-playing games transition that happened, and the evolving of RPGs out of war games in the early 70s with the culmination of publishing at 330 Center Street in Lake Geneva of the original Dungeons & Dragons in 1974. 50-year anniversary next year. Get excited about that. That'll be fun. But we're out of time for today, so I'm going to say thank you very much for popping in the chat with me today. I do appreciate that. And I also want to say thanks to everybody who's checking this out on the video here on the replay on Twitch or on YouTube, where you can see this as well. Lake Geneva Dragon Days recap. Thank you very much. If you came out to this, make sure you get out to it next year. It's going to be a blast. And this was a video for the OK Grognard Show on Monday, October 16th. The show streams live on Twitch each Monday at 10 a.m. Central, and then it's archived on YouTube. Follow, subscribe, like, thumbs up, comments, all the fun stuff. I appreciate it. If you do, it helps out the channel and helps out everything. Thanks to our Patreon supporters, Tom Tullis of Fat Dragon Games, Carlos Slicing of Castle Entertainment, Heath Varnden of the NPD and D20, Dave O'Brien of Four Quacks Games, and as always, Shane Bradley, DM Extraordinaire. This has been the OK Grognard Show from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. I'll see my players later this week. Bye-bye.